T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve at 10 in the morning here, 8:47 on a Wednesday morning, day before Thanksgiving. Now, three big things.
Three.
Thunderstorms rumble across south-central Kansas with high wind, but no major damage.
Two.
New pandemic orders for Sedgwick County as people gather to celebrate Thanksgiving.
One.
Biden names more cabinet members as the transition moves forward. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic this morning. Still experiencing a slowdown eastbound on the Kansas Turnpike. Traffic accident right around I-135. Watch for the slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Becoming sunny today with a high of 52 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 34. Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, Thanksgiving Day, 56 degrees. Now partly cloudy, 34 degrees, and we have a northwest wind at 16 miles per hour. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week to 778,000, evidence that the U.S. economy and job market remain under strain as coronavirus cases surge and colder weather heightens the risk. Labor Department's report today says jobless claims climbed from 748,000 the week before. Orders to U.S. factories for big-ticket manufactured goods showed a modest gain in October, with a key category that tracks business investment also showing weakness. Commerce Department reported that orders for durable goods, items expected to last at least 3 years, edged up a slight 1.3% in October, after a 2.1% gain in September. The U.S. economy rebounded at a record pace of 33.1% in the July-September quarter, unchanged from the first estimate a month ago, but a resurgence in the coronavirus is expected to slow growth sharply in the current quarter, with some analysts even raising the specter of a double-dip recession. 8:49, Steve and Ted, and we have the Steve and Ted poll question.
Yes.
On our webpage, knssradio.com. How do you prepare your Thanksgiving turkey?
Yeah. Deep down to crunch time here.
Crunch time here. Deep fried. Only 3% do deep fried.
Oh, okay.
Smoker grill, 12%.
That's pretty good.
We don't do turkey, brisket, pulled pork, ham, etc. 13%.
Yeah.
And traditional baking in the oven, 71%.
Still a whopper of a
doing
choice
it the way
right there.
We've done it for centuries, or many, many years, at least at our house. That's the Steve and Ted poll question on our
somebody
webpage.
Somebody pointed out early in the poll,
yeah,
the great part about that number one choice there is that the whole house ends up smelling like
turkey.
That warm turkey smell.
Yeah.
And on a crisp autumn afternoon, that's good stuff.
It is. The Dow broke 30,000 points Tuesday for the first time, rose 454 points. S&P had a record as well. They rose 58 points. NASDAQ closed up 156 points. How about that? Good day on Wall Street yesterday. Coming up on 8:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Another step forward for the Max. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the United States regulators have recertified the 737 Max. It's now closing in on recertification in Europe. The European Union Aviation Safety Agency has published its airworthiness directive on the Max, and that means the jet will be cleared to fly in Europe again early in 2021. Regulators in Europe say they conducted a thorough and comprehensive review of how the 737 MAX flies. They feel sure that the aircraft is now safe to fly. City of Wichita announcing a plan to redevelop a North Broadway hotel into an affordable housing apartment complex. Public and private funds will be used to help the nonprofit formerly known as Interfaith Ministries buy the hotel at 1011 North Topeka. It'll be converted to 56 studio apartments that'll serve the homeless and those experiencing housing insecurity. The project is being funded by $2 million in HUD CARES Act funding and private donations. And the city of Derby getting another sandwich option. J.J. Ramsey is a Schlotzky's franchisee. He'll locate a store on a vacant piece of land between Fidelity Bank and the new Dunkin' Donuts on the east side of Rock Road, south of Patriot Avenue. The location is targeted to open in late spring or early summer. Ramsey opened a new location March 17th at Greenwich Place, and he's remodeled four other locations in Wichita. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, happy Thanksgiving. I'm Bill Roy.
Hey, Bill. That place you're talking about where the hotel there, at one time there was a Holiday Inn there. I don't know if you remember that or not.
I believe that's correct, yeah.
Yeah, and my wife and I, the first summer we were married, we lived about three blocks west of there on 11th Street.
Oh, wow.
And it was a hot, hot summer. And we would go over there to the Holiday Inn where my friend Miles Hoover was the official lifeguard.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he would allow me to and my wife to at least dip our toes in the water a little bit there. So, yeah, that's a little story about that. And the Holiday Inn there. Also,
nice.
They had a brunch that Shelley and I took our little boy there once when he was young to go for Easter brunch. Holiday Inn. It's not there anymore. It's, like I said, they're turning that building into something for some homeless people, I guess.
So. You bet. Right.
All right. 8:53, Steve and Ted. And we're talking about today is National Taiwan On Day. And we're talking about tying on an apron so you can prepare that Thanksgiving meal. Yeah.
I had already started on the other thing.
On the other? Well, you can do both, Ted. Bill, you can do both.
Oh, okay.
Now, when you were growing up, of course, you had servants who prepared all the meals for you. Did you ever venture into the kitchen as a young man and try your luck?
Absolutely. I'd try to help out. I'd mash the taters. For mom as much as I could. And then once I got into college, there were a couple of years there where I made pies. I made French silk. I made pumpkin pie.
What?
Are you kidding?
I was kind of a pumpkin pie maker, you bet.
You have been keeping this secret from Ted all these
French
years.
Silk pie.
I'm a baker from way back.
Oh, man. Of course, my mom wouldn't let us boys in the kitchen at all. Get out of here.
You know, yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, we could mess up a bologna sandwich, so we didn't.
That's right.
But I did learn to cook, and you know, after my wife and I got married, I cooked quite a few meals, although I've never done a turkey. That would be a challenge right there, wouldn't it?
That would be a challenge right there.
I guess I've never done anything worthy enough of Bill for him to bring me a nice, tasty pie.
Yeah.
Well, okay, there it is. The gauntlet has been thrown down now, I guess.
Simple Simon to the pieman. Where, come on, man.
Exactly. Yep.
And that's your favorite pie, isn't it, Ted? French silk?
French silk. Oh, man.
Can't beat that.
Well,
love it.
If you do deliver it, just have the good discretion not to tell anyone about it.
Right. That's right.
I tell you what, Bill, it is Thanksgiving's tomorrow, and thanks so much for being part of our show this year again. We've enjoyed every minute you've been on with us. You're a treat, and you and Gretchen and your family have a great Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you so much, all of you too, and all of the KNSS listeners, Steve and Ted listeners, and Jad and everybody. Have a great one.
We got a lot to be thankful for. All right. Thank you, sir. Coming up here at top of the hour, we've got the Glenn Beck program on the way with Steve and Ted, and they're going to be talking a lot about Biden's cabinet rollout and some of the people who will be serving in the Biden cabinets. That's coming up with Glenn Beck. Top of the hour at 9 o'clock on our news, Wichita Police investigating a homicide. So we'll have that story and more news at 9 o'clock this morning. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7, 1330 KNSS Wichita. And have a great Thanksgiving. Right, Ted?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.